the Riot on Radio U. We get a rare privilege. It's not rare. Is it? I don't even know if it's a privilege.
Yes, it is.
It's an opportunity,
it's
really.
It's an opportunity. It is a privilege, a pleasure.
It is. We get to talk to David from The Orphan the Poet on the telephone. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. What's up, guys?
Nothing much. How are you doing?
Doing okay.
Good. Very good.
You sound awfully awake for someone who's up this early in the morning.
You know what? I've been trying something new. It's called Waking Up in the Mornings. With the aid of about a 5-gallon bucket of coffee, I've been doing well with it.
Now, is that a 5-gallon cup or a cup per day, or is that something you do like every other day? How does that work?
Special occasions.
You know what? I'm going to need that on a daily basis. At least for these initial waking ups. Like, I've been up for almost 2 hours now, and
wow.
I'm doing well.
Dude, I got to tell you what. Like, I'm impressed that you could be this awake so early. So how does a band guy manage to get up this early? I mean, aside from the coffee,
because I know normally for everyday people, it's like, well, you just go to bed earlier. You just shift your time with it. But depending on what you guys are doing band wise, it doesn't always work out.
Yeah, honestly, I think you have to start with a regimen of sleep deprivation, which
okay.
And once you forget about sleep, forget that you need it, forget that that's a thing. It's so much easier just to coax yourself into this misery.
Well, you know what? It's interesting that you call it misery, because I think that's what I would call it.
Right.
Well, yeah. Since you live it, and
yeah,
even earlier, yes, you do.
I mean, like, I feel like mornings are basically synonyms for misery.
No.
I feel like that works.
Right.
But
right. As long as you know it's your misery, you
sure.
can own it. It's fine.
Well, here's what you have to realize, David, is that if you choose to make this lifestyle change and you're going to become like a morning person, that other part of you, the more fun, party person,
you're killing it,
dies, so that you eventually just stop thinking about it. It doesn't bother you as much because, again, that part of you is just slowly gone away. So you get used to it.
We'll see. We'll see if I can stick this out.
That's true. I know.
So we're talking to David from The Orphan the Poet about killing the joy in his life.
Yep, which hopefully doesn't change the music.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want that to suffer.
It'll be dark.
Yeah.
Dark days are coming to the music.
Yep, sounds really
That's
good.
That's the new sound.
Well, actually, speaking of music, I saw you tweet the other day that you were in Parts Unknown in Ohio writing new music. Is that true?
That's very true. Very, very true. We've been pretty busy at that, holding ourselves up in random small towns, random tiny rooms, and kind of just putting pen to paper, seeing what comes out.
Now, you keep using words for small. Is that does the band have a vision for a smaller outlook? Is that what you're trying to get across?
Or is it actual physical size?
No, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Oddly, we were actually, Jake, our bass player, and I, we were down in my hometown, which is tiny Littleburg, Southern Ohio. Just getting out in the country, just kind of seeing what some different scenery would do for us. But aside from that, who knows? Maybe it'll be a big sound, I don't know.
All right. Well, I mean, you guys are in control of that. You know that, right?
We'll see. We'll see about that.
Just see where the music takes you?
Yeah, where it leads.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
All right. Well, David from The Orphan the Poet, you guys are getting ready to do a hometown show coming up on July 18th,
so
right?
That's next weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, here's my question, and I don't want to put too much pressure on you.
Because it's coming up, so.
Yeah, but 21 Pilots had the Ohio State University marching band in for their hometown show.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, what are your plans for your hometown show?
What's The Orphan the Poet going to be doing?
You know what? We had that idea first.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, I don't know, they must be tapping our phones or something. I don't know. Those guys always stealing our swag, stealing our ideas.
Yep.
That's, so I mean, like, they just wait. They wait and see what we pull out.
Yep. See, I thought that because when I saw that, I was like, I thought The Orphan the Poet was going to do this.
It sounded like their idea.
Something. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yep. Well, I'm glad you noticed that as a hallmark of our band. Like, they must be stealing from them.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, we haven't heard, though. Is there anything coming for this hometown show?
Honestly, this is going to be kind of a cool thing for us. We're playing at this small room we haven't played before. It's called Canal Street Public House, which is actually a very old venue in Dayton, but we just never had the opportunity of playing it. But aside from that, it's kind of like one of our nights we want to play with our friends. We're having some friends up from from Nashville, Cardboard Kids. And aside from that, just all the bands that we've kind of grown up with around town, just having them out and playing
a
show.
So no pressure, no pressure, sort of just a fun show, right?
Yeah, that's kind of like, I don't know, that's kind of how we're envisioning it, and hopefully that's kind of what everyone wants to come out and do, just hang out with us and all of our friends and get loud.
So let me see if I got this right. You're saying, you said a small venue, a tiny show, a little time.
He's minimizing.
I'm not minimizing. He minimized.
True. Yes, he's minimizing.
Listen, who knows what it will be? But okay. If you pack enough people in a tiny room, it's cool. You know what I mean? Everyone's sweating. Everyone's just like tasting that heavy, thick, humid air. It's going to be fantastic.
No, dude, I'm with you. Like, you find a good venue. It is funny. Like, people always think, like, oh, an arena is a good venue. Sure it is. But, like, there are a lot of really, really great venues to play in. I've never been to the Canal Public House, but I have heard good things about it. It's in Dayton. It's July 18th, which is next Saturday. Now, another thing that I saw on Twitter, because I'm a stalker, is that I saw that you guys had necklaces that you were selling.
Aw, really?
Yeah. I swear we're getting more and more Etsy as a band.
Okay.
If that's a verb or
works.
It is now.
That works.
Describe it. We've been kind of getting more crafty. We've been doing necklaces for a long time, but just like a different style. So we're just like, hey, let's switch it up. Let's see what we can do. But I'm super pumped with how they turned out. Hopefully people like them, because if not, my mom's going to have to buy a bunch of them.
Are these like the Orphan the Poet type necklaces? Like, do they say that, or are they just beads?
They're this small kind of like pendant, which just has our symbol on it. It doesn't actually say the Orphan the Poet, which I think makes it kind of classier.
Sure.
You know, it's like understated, like, yeah, that's us. If you know, you know.
And everybody knows.
Everyone knows. It's duh. Yeah. You know? We have like a limited run of them just to kind of see if people are digging them. And our plan is to kind of do this batch. And if people are liking the style, we'll just kind of do like limited batches of different kinds, I guess.
Well, I guess that's good then, because like, say you're a fan of the Orphan the Poet, you got to get something for your girlfriend, but you still want to support the band and the music. Mm-hmm. You get a necklace, you get that, everybody's happy.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. David.
Yep, it's genius, I know.
David, I just want to point out that you referred to them as small again.
Oh, did you?
Listen, they are physically small. They're like an inch in diameter.
All
okay,
right.
So that's accurate.
All right,
okay,
we want to change your attitude towards mm-hmm. this, though, all right?
I want to enlarge your vision.
That's right. We see bigger things.
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask is because the photo that you guys took, like, you were way up close. And I mean, it looked like a pendant to ward off evil. Like, it was just
an evil eye.
It was just like, you know, someone would put it on you and be like, this will keep you safe from the evil.
Honestly, we should market it as such. Like, not only is it good looking, but it does ward off bad spirits.
So you know? It's practical. It's functional. It's great.
It's not just about the looks.
It
does something. So
it's imbued with power. Yeah.
Well, David, it has been really eye-opening to have this little talk.
Yeah, this small chat that we had.